Fight!
Welcome to New Game Plus. You are listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game, and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
My name is Nolan.
And this is episode 81.
81. That's one more than 80.
That is true. I love you guys. It's good to see you guys every week. I'm glad we do a podcast.
Yeah, me too.
Kenny, I feel like if we didn't do a podcast,
I wouldn't see him.
You might not be in my life.
Lately, that's like, true. In the past, we've done like generic gaming together and stayed connected, but I don't know.
Lately.
I've just been like super married the last couple weeks.
And you don't have anything. The last couple weeks, since you've been married, you've been super married, and we've only existed.
There was a period of time where I did like a somewhat significant amount of gaming with Nolan, but
we played some Path of Exile, but lately you have not been in Discord.
No, just the last like the last 3 or 4 weeks, the last month or so, I've been an online stranger, so I'll try to be around a little more, but you know,
let's talk. Who is your favorite superhero? I don't know if on the air we've ever had this discussion, which is one that friends should have.
Yeah,
I don't know your favorite superhero, Kenny. I'm sure yours is probably like Green Lantern or like
Aquaman. I almost went back to my childhood and told you that my favorite superhero is Darkwing Duck.
Yeah.
But for the integrity of this conversation, I'm not going to actually pull that card.
Thank you for being
there. There was a period of about 5 years in my life where I ran around singing that theme song and rocking it.
Quellman can also not be your option.
Okay. You know I'm really, really bad at favorite questions.
Nolan has
to go first.
I'll think
about it.
Fine.
You take your time.
Mine's easy, predictable, is probably half of America's. Mine's Batman.
It's good. Yeah, good.
He's awesome, and there's great movies about him and comics, and he doesn't even have superpowers. He's just rich.
That's a superpower.
He's just a rich white dude, and so he does whatever
superpower.
He wants. He's awesome.
I don't have that superpower.
Want superpowers? Become a one percenter.
Yeah, that's true. Kenny, I'll go so that you can go last.
Yeah, I'm still thinking.
You haven't even started thinking, actually.
I have been thinking.
He's just thinking about Batman now.
I don't know much about him. I really haven't read much of the comics, and I haven't watched. But everything that I've seen about him and played him in video games I've really, really enjoyed is Nightwing.
Oh,
which...
Yeah.
Was one of the previous Robins, and it's Dick, right?
Yeah, Dick Grayson.
And he went over to Bloodhaven and protected that little city outside of Gotham, and I like him. I also really like... X-Men haven't been my favorite, but Gambit was always a cool Cajun. I mean, he's got playing cards, which, I mean, me too. I'm a magician.
Oh,
I don't know
gosh.
If y'all know. And then he can put like kinetic power into them, and obviously, and then he's got a staff, and then he's just like a loner, like lone wolf type character.
You know, Gambit was actually my childhood favorite superhero.
Really?
I watched a lot of X-Men, and he was definitely my favorite.
You guys had it wrong. If you're going with like childhood favorite X-Men, Nightcrawler for sure.
Oh, he's super awesome. I just didn't like the way they portrayed him in like those recent movies, so I kind of disowned him.
That's fair.
Kenny?
I don't know. I'm the opposite of you. I really am a big X-Men fan. And so I would have to... And this would change day to day. You know, I just struggle with these. But for today, at least, for this moment in time, my favorite superhero is Professor X.
He's pretty strong.
He is pretty strong.
Wise. Also
rich.
Yeah,
he's just got that, like, that... vibe that I really like, you know,
and he's bald.
Exactly, bald. And
there are tons of heroes in this world. None are more efficient than the Gunstar twins, who are featured in our retro game of the week, Gunstar Heroes.
Love that the segue was ruined.
No.
Tongue
better.
Twister.
Yeah,
it won't be ruined on the podcast, guys.
That was a rough one.
Believe you me.
You better leave that in there.
If we talk about it enough, then you have to leave it or people won't get the reference. Like,
no,
remember
all this
when
is
you,
cut out.
He's going to cut
keep
all
bringing
this.
It up.
Remember when you did the segue and then you had a tongue twister and it was awesome?
Overview.
Gunstar Heroes. It was developed by a Japanese company called Treasure. Now, we should be a little familiar with Treasure by now. We've played Guardian Heroes, similar title, but we've played that on the podcast. Dustin did a first play of it. Do you guys remember that one? I think we didn't like it.
Yes, it's the one that was like
Very beat-em-up,
very anime, very arcade.
Absolutely.
Very
anime. I think I was the only one that gave that one New Game Plus. I loved that game.
No, I liked it. I don't know.
I didn't. I don't think it got our New Game Plus status.
I'll have to go back and check, but I think it may have. If it didn't, it was because one of you was wrong.
Please go check.
Well, Gunstar is the first game from Treasure, so this was before. Yeah,
really?
This was their debut game, and it was published by Sega, so they had a pretty good debut, I'd say, and we'll get into the actual game soon, but it came out in 1993. And was later ported to the Game Gear. So this title really stayed in the Sega realm on the Mega Drive and the Game Gear. But it's a run-and-gun shooter. It's kind of similar to Guardian Heroes in a way that it's side-scrolling and there's a lot of enemies coming at you. Now, don't think of the games as similar, though. Think more so Contra is what I would attribute it
to. Yeah, or Sunset Riders. It's like Sunset Riders meets Guardian Heroes.
I felt some Sunset Riders, but have y'all ever played Metal Slug in the arcade?
Oh, yeah.
So many enemies coming at you. So I think it's a perfect mixture of Metal Slug and Contra.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate. And as Dustin said earlier, there are two main characters, Red and Blue. They are part of the Gunstar family. And your mission in this game is to stop the Empire from bringing back this robot god, brilliantly named Golden Silver. And in order to do so, you must find four gems that the Empire is trying to find, which is a stupid idea. Like, let them try to find them and not be successful. But you find them for them anyways. You get yourself into trouble. There's actually a lot of story in this game for the year it came out and for what it is, a shooter, a run and gun.
For the kind of game it is, maybe. But there's not like a overarching amount of story.
The story is unimportant, though, to the gameplay, I feel like. Well, I don't know.
It is, but I'm just saying, usually you don't even get any with these kinds of games. It's just like the gameplay is highlighted, which I'd say is a good thing. But
yeah, it was a pleasant addition, I thought.
I think it can be done better. And then M. Bison shows up.
He does look kind of like him, doesn't he?
Like the character model is M. Bison.
Yeah,
it kind of is.
Story aside, it's a run and gun shooter side scroller. It feels very arcade to me, and you have a lot of enemies coming at you, similar to Sunset Riders. And what you have to do is kick, slide, throw enemies, and as you probably guessed, shoot them with guns. This game's kind of cool in that it lets you choose your weapon upgrade before you start, and that's kind of the drops that you will be getting. And there are different styles of weapons that you can get. There's force, lightning, flame, etc., and each one has its own unique like play style. And Red and Blue actually have different play styles as well. Red's kind of a I don't know, like he can shoot while moving. I guess that's the only way I could describe it. And then the blue guy, you have to stay fixed when you shoot, and I think he's a little more powerful because of that handicap. Anyways.
Is that how it's set?
You can move.
It might be like set in lore. You can choose that like per character that you're playing. So if you're like a red or blue character in like a two-player playthrough, you can play either of those styles.
Right.
But they're
both can play the same though, right?
Yes, they can. I think they have different stats.
I mean, the gameplay is very different because one, you literally can't shoot while you're moving.
Right. No, I understand. That's the difference between free shot and fixed shot. But right. I don't know if that is based on if that's specific to the character or if that's. I mean, at the beginning, you do get to choose free shot or fixed shot. Free shot means that you can move while shooting, but then fixed shot you can only shoot while you're staying still. But you can shoot in eight different directions,
which is
more flexibility than what you can in free shot.
Right.
But I played in free shot just because. You've got to, for me, my playstyle, I've got to be able to move at any time, especially with that many enemies and bullets flying at you.
Yeah, that's I like that too, but I actually went with fixed shot because I liked multi-directional way.
Interesting.
But well, I started with Free Shot and then noticed how many enemies were on the screen, and I just wanted to try it and had more success with Fixed Shot.
What did you do, Kenny?
I did a little of each, but I mostly did Free Shot.
Okay.
Yeah, and this game is co-op, so you can play with a friend and be both of the characters. Yeah.
Which is so great. This game lends itself to that, like, crazy.
Yeah,
it's one of those games that just...
It's done well.
Yeah, the style and the fact that it's two-player, like, concurrent co-op. You know, you're not doing Mario, Luigi, like, swapping levels kind of stuff. Except for one brief part in later on in the game that, when you're doing it, two-player works that way. But so nice.
Yeah. And there's not... You don't do friendly fire, which is super nice.
Oh, gosh,
because
you
have
to. That would
make it impossible.
Yeah, the game is pretty heavily centered around boss fights as well. There are multiple boss fights, and there's four stages, by the way. You can play in any order, and so each one has like its own little thing, and it actually tells you the boss's skill, I guess, before you even start fighting him. There's like a cool name for it. I don't know. There's just kind of like this anime overtone I felt playing, which I welcome. I think it was fun, but it's Gunstar Heroes.
Felt a little bit Mega Man 2 in that you had the like ability to choose the order of things that you did.
I can
now
see that.
It didn't affect gameplay like it does in Mega Man 2, which is genius, and you actually unlock things that then help you with the other ones. But you get to choose the order. But just like Mega Man 2, it's a little deceptive. That's only like, I don't know, maybe slightly over halfway through the game when you clear those four, because then you have like bosses upon bosses and this epic final story that takes you into a spaceship and like into this crazy world where they do this faux 3D thing that's a little disconcerting and kind of makes me want to puke, but was really beautiful. And
to be fair, that's how Moonwalker ended as well, and so it doesn't always
well, no, just because you get into a ship at some point doesn't make your game good. Thank you, Michael Jackson.
Moonwalker, Star Fox, and Gunstar, all the same game.
Oh, they're pretty much the
this
same
This is
game.
One of those games that when you're done with those four levels, you're not close to done yet. You've still got lots of content to clear.
Gameplay.
So at the start, like Nolan mentioned, you've got four different missile types, gun types. You've got Chaser, which is a little green arrow that seeks out the enemies automatically. You've got fire or flame, which is just a huge flame gun that is constant. And then you've got lightning, which is kind of
a straight
that's exactly what it is. It's a straight laser shot that can hit multiple enemies with one bullet. And then you've got force, which is just kind of your machine gun from Contra. The amazing thing about this gameplay that honestly I didn't even catch until Kenny mentioned it in his first play is that you can pick up two different bullet types at a time
and combo.
And you can use
I'm excited about this game. You know,
you can use one or the other, or as Kenny just said in the middle of my whole dissertation right here, is that you could combo them, and they merge the bullet types, and then you can use two at the same time.
And like, it's not just using two at the same time; it literally changes your weapon to do both things, and it's crazy fun.
It's a powerful mechanic.
It's a really powerful mechanic.
And it changes the animation like entirely. So,
absolutely.
So for example, one of the ones that I used most often, if I can remember, was Chaser and Force. That gave you a machine gun type feel, but it would seek out the enemies in the stage. It's these games that I don't let go of the gun, of like shooting. I don't know if y'all do that. I mean, Nolan, you had to, right?
Yeah, but a lot of it was like, I was holding the gun the majority of the time, but like, there was this strategy of having to like, find an opening to jump forward to progress and then stop and shoot in all directions, which was kind of fun to me. But yeah, I held the gun a lot.
Well, and I'm just holding it down, and yeah. As long as you're facing the enemy direction, then that fixed shot, that or not that fixed shot, but that chaser bullet mm-hmm. will seek out and find. And so that's the gun that I used primarily. And so it was a combination of force and chaser that did some increased damage and found the enemies that I was fighting. What combination did you play with?
Which one did you choose at the beginning? Like
which weapon? Oh, force.
Force. Okay.
It's just the first one.
Yeah. I picked fire and actually picked up lightning first, and lightning was one of my favorites. It's just like a constant beam. And the way that I was playing was that really helped, you know, just standing still.
I think it's lightning and chaser that is kind of OP and a little broken.
Oh,
Kenny's
yeah.
smiling. I'm assuming that's what he used.
No, I just had so much fun with that weapon. When you first get that combo and those lines are going all over the screen and randomly yeah. tagging enemies and like weird shapes and lines and
that
like
is pretty
all over the place, it just made me laugh so hard. I spent a lot of time using that combo, but not primary, not just.
Most of mine was lightning and fire.
Which, what does that do?
Which I think is just a more powerful, just lightning beam. Just it's like a constant beam. So like,
but isn't that the one that shortens it?
Damage.
Like
it was short, yeah.
Just in front of you, and well, so it almost is like kind of having a really big melee weapon. Like you just
it's probably the flame gun range, but as lightning powered.
Yes,
yeah,
I think
lightning
so.
Lightning beam, yeah. Just a very creative thing. I don't know if there were many games before this where you could combine weapons. Like in Contra, you've got weapons, and in other games you've got weapon upgrades, but in this one you've literally got only four weapon types, but then when you combine them, you've got like 14, which
is... Yeah, I love that.
It's so
and
crazy.
It adds strategy to co-op if you're playing with like your brother or your friend or whatever. It's just
oh,
like...
Yeah.
Because
you're not
going to
have
you
this
go
insane.
Lightning. Yeah, I love that. That's sick.
So good.
And so unexpected for me playing
this
game.
And that's on top of even the two different firing options, which we haven't talked about a lot, but totally changes the gameplay and will cater this game to your personal style and preference completely.
That's an option that I've never been given in a game or even knew existed, free shot or fixed, you know? Like, I was like, what does that mean?
It's interesting to have to pick one or the other. Usually they just give you a way things work and then you got to deal with it.
Yeah.
On top of the different gun types, because that is your primary weapon, you can also, which is just surprising and just another incredible addition, you can do some melee attacks. And so you can... dive. It's a jump attack where and it makes you invulnerable for a few seconds, which is actually a very
good
tactic to use against boss fights. And it does damage, some pretty significant damage to enemies that you're diving through. And then you can, Kenny, you didn't do this, I don't think, in your first play.
No, I hadn't figured out much of the game yet.
Right. But you can jump off of a wall into that dive, which is...
Which
huge,
is crazy
and the
good.
Walls by wall, it could be a natural wall, or it could just be the perimeter of the like the screen, and, which is nice. That gives you plenty of opportunity to get away from enemies when they're coming to attack you.
Absolutely, yeah. You can also grab and throw enemies, which is super cool.
If they get close to you, you can grab them and toss them over your shoulder. You've got martial art like tactics.
Uh huh.
And then you've got one more, which you're not going to do, and that's block.
Wait, you can block?
I had no clue that was an option.
Yeah, you can actually block, but when you're blocking, you can't do anything else because you're using the button both for jump and for shoot, I believe, at the same time. And so you're just permanently like this.
Let's be real. Like, I only used the martial arts skills when I needed to pick up a gun at the beginning. Like,
speaking of picking things up, Kenny...
Are you making fun of my first play and how bad I was at picking up items in it?
Y'all, Kenny, it took Kenny 20 minutes to figure
half
out.
Half the first
I don't know
play
if
just
even,
to figure out how to pick it up.
I don't even know if at the end of the first play he understood how he was picking them up. But
oh, gosh.
Did you, after that, like, did you finally, do you know how now?
I don't know if I can tell you, but, like, my fingers, like, learned.
It's not intuitive. It took me a little bit. Now, I got it faster than Kenny, but... You just press down over it and then press the shoot button right over it and that picks up the weapon. But for some reason, unless you're right over it, it doesn't always register.
Right.
Yeah,
and
that's
it has
not
to be
common...
a really intentional thing and not a very, like, you know.
Yeah, it's
normally
not
you wouldn't do a sequence of things. Like you'd just push and hold down, or you'd push up, or you'd hit one button to pick it up, or whatever.
They could have been smarter about how they handled that for sure. That's definitely, that's not a combination in any game to pick up anything.
Right. Can we talk about how many enemies there are coming at you? Because
all of them.
Yeah, and
all
they don't stop.
Of the enemies.
They don't stop, and they shoot guns, so you're not just dodging enemies, but you're dodging bullets.
They're bullets.
It was pretty hard, honestly.
It's chaotic. Yeah. Oh,
it wasn't an easy game.
It's definitely not an easy game.
You said chaotic, Kenny, and that's the word that describes this game. Every single stage, they do not stop. And certain areas, I think you can finally clear out where you can take a little bit of a breather, but the majority of it is just limitless amounts of enemies that are respawning and respawning and coming at you. So you just have to keep moving through the stage, which is a cool way to play. And they give you enough health and enough power within your weapon to allow you to do that and not feel completely overwhelmed.
Yeah,
and then
and health drops. Like if you're getting lower on health, you can pick more up. And, you know, so there's
if you know
answers.
How to pick them up, yes.
Right, if you know how to pick items up at all.
And then the game is forever forgiving in that it gives you unlimited continues. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Treasure,
I love
for
that.
Giving us unlimited continues.
They knew you'd need them.
Yes, thank you for not punishing me for being terrible at platform video games.
Yeah, it's like I appreciate the difficulty in other platform games. Pretty much every game like this that we've played, there's nothing like a permanent continue. We have to use save states. I think it's okay for a game to have that. It's not going to make me feel like, oh, they're babying me. I didn't feel that way. It was still hard.
No,
because like you have to start over.
Yeah, and especially when some of the checkpoints are a little too far back. Kenny got punished by it a couple times in his first play. I got punished by that same one. It's on that first stage, and if you're sliding down the pyramid later, and then you go into the forest, even if you get it, I think even before that boss, it puts you back before the boss at the top, the mini boss at the top of the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
So, like it's still punishing, but at least it's not like you only have three of these and then
you've
got to
start
completely over.
It's almost encouraging you to actually get through the whole game, you know? Like they recognize the reason that people today, when they go back and play retro video games, use save states.
Right.
And that's because you want to see the whole story, you know? And it's one of those that like you want to do it well and, you know, get high scores and all of those things on top of it, but they weren't saying, hey, you have to go back and completely replay this whole thing. It was just grind out this crazy, fun, chaotic experience. And I thought that was really wise design decision.
Before we move on to our next section, can we just talk about how each and every single boss is completely unique?
And we're not talking each and every boss as in there's like three or four bosses. We're talking this is a game that almost feels like a continuous boss crawl.
Which is awesome.
You get a little bit of that like leveling kind of stuff. But you're fighting bosses more than you're walking between bosses, you know.
Right.
And every single one totally unique in look, in attacks, in how they interact, in how you have to beat them, everything. It's insane.
Favorite boss?
Oh.
I didn't fight all of them in the game, I'm sure. And then at the end, by the way, there's that Mega Man-esque boss crawl in which you're faced with
the
them again, race. But they've got upgrades, which beautiful.
Which is so crazy.
And hard. But I think mine is going to be what a lot of people's is if they've played this game and if they're a fan of this game. So, spoiler alert, one of your brother, the twins' brother, I think it's their older brother, gets captured and turned against them. And on the minecart stage, you fight him, but he's got, depending on the difficulty level that you choose at the beginning, easy, medium, or hard, you fight different forms of him. And so I think on easy, you fight three forms of him. On medium, you fight five. And then on hard, you fight seven. And it was just super cool seeing all the different mechanical creations that he fights you in and the different attack styles that they have, because they each have like three or four attacks, different attacks. That was my favorite on the mine stage, your brother that you're fighting.
That's the first one that you fight those bosses like back to back to back to back, right? Are we thinking of the same part? I think we are.
I mean, this is on the it's on the minecart stage, and you stay in your minecart the entire time while you're fighting his different renditions.
Yeah,
that was definitely a highlight for me.
I liked the Vector Man one. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like orbs? There, it's like these green orbs that are rotating around the middle, or the backdrop is constantly moving.
Okay.
And it's amazing. Like the Genesis does this. I forgot the name of it. There's a term that they use to describe.
Is this the one that was like I was talking about earlier? That was kind of like faux 3D. That it was like an arm reaching out, yes, and like hitting you. And even though they couldn't do 3D, they kind of did.
It is 3D looking, where this like Vector Man looking guy, this like green orbs, is running where as you're running, and like gets farther away from you, and then gets closer. Like, man, they pulled it off so well. It was so
the fact that there's so many enemies, bosses, that we have to be confused about them and have this conversation just speaks volumes about the amount of care that went into this game.
By the way, I really appreciate the fact that they gave us boss health. You can see the boss health going down, which is not always something you got in these older games.
Yeah, it's just intimidating when the boss starts at 4,000 and you're at like 80. Kenny, what was your favorite?
I don't want to say that sequence of fights because you said it, but that's what I was thinking beforehand.
Yeah, I
loved that moment. It was just like, that was the moment where you went, holy cow, this game's going to have creativity and bosses, and I'm going to have to be on my toes and figure each one out, and this is going to be high-powered fun.
Yeah, but none of you said the big stick of broccoli, which I'm disappointed in.
That, like, first mini-boss
that
thing?
Really early boss that just wobbles back and forth.
What was that?
And stuff rains, and you have to dodge it. It was a great fight.
Aged. The year is 1993 when this comes out. Let's think of what else came out around that time. Mega Man had been out a while, right?
Yes.
The series had been started, so they could have pulled from that. But this is the Genesis, and
93 is so early, though.
Yeah, and okay, just to go back to that boss fight I was talking about. If I would have been playing this as a kid, I would have been like, "Oh my gosh, it's 3D!" Like, they pulled it off so well and used the console like to its fullest potential. I guess this was I don't know how early in the Genesis life this was, but come on, like, they pulled off the graphics so well for me.
They did. Contra came out in 87, and that,
when you look at the visual difference between those,
oh yeah,
huge
visual difference. I think it's one where they take, you know, a lot of good from games like Contra, and then made it, like, it's Genesis. Like, you can see gameplay of this game not knowing anything about the console.
Absolutely.
And you know, that's Sega Genesis. Kenny and I have been amazed a lot as we played Sega Genesis games. I won't speak for you, Kenny. But I didn't have a Genesis growing up, as I've made clear. We had a Super Nintendo. And there's no comparison. There's no, take the prettiest game on Super Nintendo and take a mediocre game on Sega Genesis, and the graphical comparison it's just going to be ridiculous, because it's just so bright and beautiful, and every single background on every single stage is different, and the character sprites are unique and colorful and have so much character. It just blows me away every single time we play one that this is a game that came out over 15 years ago.
Yeah, we talked about variety and bosses, but I think variety is what defines this game almost as a whole. From your weapon style to gun choices to totally different looking bosses to levels that are not just unique in their look, but completely unique in their style. You're not playing the same thing twice. You know, some platforming elements that feel kind of universal, and some boss fights where, you know, you're in the box and you have to figure it out. But constant changes in what you're doing and how, and it stayed fresh the whole time. Like, you know, so many games were like, it was almost good, but it was repetitive. We had one of those just recently where it was just, the problem was how repetitive the game was. This is at the complete other end of the spectrum. You pick it up, it's pretty easy to play on the first time, but there's things to learn. There's mastery to gain. The sound is good, even for being an old game. It's pretty. This is one of those games that I would try to find something wrong about it to talk about, so that we had interesting things to discuss during the show. And I don't think there's anything wrong with this game at all.
Ooh.
I mean, I almost want to agree with you completely. The enjoyment level that I had was on par with what I would expect for a Genesis, but it also exceeded my expectations because there was little features here and there, like the way you can customize how you're going to play out these stages at the beginning, from customer selection, character selection, and your ability, and then combining them. I'm going to have to think hard about a flaw in the game that bothered me.
One thing that just adds like just super bonus points to how this game is aged is that there are online versions for PlayStation Network and Xbox Live Arcade. Yep. So that you can play flawlessly with a friend from a different location. So if you've got a console,
I'd realized that, I think I would have made you guys play the Xbox Live Arcade with me this week. That would have been so fun.
Yeah, I don't have either of those, but
you had an Xbox at one point. Did you get rid of it?
I've got an Xbox 360 somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, that would work.
Don't you have to have Xbox Live though?
Yeah, I don't have Live.
Oh, I guess that's true.
But you could play co-op. They've got it set up. Amazing. Where you can play co-op that way. And on those editions, they've got achievements. So like you can even work through and try to get it like that. There's so much replay value for this game, even just at its base value. If you have the old Sega Genesis console, but if you take it through some of those aging filters today and are able to play co-op with a friend over a long distance and have achievements to get,
absolutely,
it just makes it limitless play value today.
I love that they did that, recognizing that a game was amazing and groundbreaking in some ways, and decided to keep it alive.
That's what it really comes down to, is this game just being obviously good enough that they went, we've got to make this accessible to people who still want to play it, you know, because it's a great title.
I mean, they didn't port Moonwalker to Xbox Live Arcade later, so.
The final shell shock.
All right, guys, do you give this game your vote for New Game Plus status? That is just a general thumbs up or thumbs down. It has to receive 2 out of our 3 votes to sway one way or another. Do we give this game our vote for New Game Plus status? Kenny, might I suggest, go first so that he does not have the power to try to do anything at the end and take about a half hour to say it.
Hey, it's important that we get there, but I'll swing the pendulum completely to the other end and just say New Game Plus from me, easy, hands down. I think this is one of the top 5 games we've played.
Nice.
Without a doubt. Beautifully made, clearly with care, super fun, not punishing but difficult. A variety of styles for you to play, the ability to play co-op, the look, the sound, the accessibility of it today, across the board. This game's a winner, and I had a bunch of fun playing it, and I think anyone except people who really, really, really hate run-and-gun platformers, anybody who's a gamer would pick up this game and have a blast.
Nolan, you're shaking your head a lot. What are you doing that for?
Oh, in agreement.
In agreement. Okay. Are you kind of amazed at how good this game is? Is that what you're... I'm trying to read
Okay. I'll just go now since I'm talking. I'm shaking my head and smiling so big because I love that you guys are playing Genesis games and are seeing that console in its best light and like all it had to offer. And every Genesis game we played, y'all have said something amazing about the game. Like, maybe the game sucked, but like the graphics have always been bright and beautiful. And it's fast processing. Like, actually in Discord this week, Jan Starquake brought up the blast processing, which is this concept that was like a conspiracy that fans had about the Genesis being better than the NES. It turns out it is because of the processing speeds faster. So that's kind of what we felt this week playing those fast paced stages in the 3D and everything. So yeah, I give a New Game Plus because I love Genesis and I've never played this game, but I enjoyed it. Everything Kenny said about the game is true. So
I'll tell you what, why I've never thought much of Genesis is because when I thought of Genesis, what I thought of was Sonic. And I've never liked Sonic. I've never cared for Sonic.
Yeah, I think that happens to a lot of people.
It's fair. Like, that was the kind of
poster child.
It's the poster child. And Sonic is one of those love it or hate it kind of games. And I'm mostly with you, Dustin. Like, every once in a while, it'll be kind of fun to do, but it's just not my cup of tea generally. Right. And so...
And it's colorful, and it's pretty, and it's got good music. You know, it's got some of those, but the game, like, I just didn't like that. And so that's what I've always thought about. And that's what always was kind of the forerunner and at the forefront of, you know, here's the Sega Genesis. But when I'm getting deeper into and playing games that I've never heard of in my life for this console, I'm amazed almost every single time. Did you say that, was this the contemporary to NES or Super Nintendo?
Super NES.
Okay. Yes. You said NES just a few seconds ago, and I was like, no way, right? Like, sorry.
No, the Super Nintendo and the Genesis were in the same generation. Gotcha. They kind of were the competition at the time.
Yeah. But in either way, I agree with you guys. This game is a must play. If you have a friend that you can play with or you can play online co-op, you've got to do it because it will be 10 times better. Like I might want to find a way this week to play with you, Nolan, or you, Kenny, and try to do that because like it's certainly worth it. Like it's worth it.
They at some point changed the Xbox online experience where I think a lot of the games you don't have to pay for lives to play online. So there's a possibility you can dust off your 360 and we could play this game on the network. We'll have to look at it.
It needs to be on Steam is what needs to happen. But
oh, that'd be great.
It's crazy. It's fast paced. You might not be good at it. I wasn't that good at it, but it's still worth playing. Every single stage is unique and requires different tactics and teamwork and gun combinations. It's definitely worth playing today. I easily give it my thumbs up, and that means that it receives 3 out of 3. It is New Game Plus certified.
New Game Plus fully certified. Not that there's a difference.
We received some commentary from some of our friends and followers and viewers this week. Jan, who we mentioned earlier in our Discord, he emailed us and he said, I like this game a lot. It has a real arcadey feel to it and a real Sega feel. Cool looking graphics, lots of things happening on the screen, fast moving screens, explosions, and lots of baddies. When I first started the game, I thought, well, let's try to clean this screen and then go on to the next one. After a while, I realized that wasn't going to happen anytime soon, so I started running and shooting. I like the weapon system and how you can make different combinations. Only a few choices, but enough to make it interesting. I also like their mechanics. You can hit enemies when they're close, you can slide and charge to enemies, and you can grab and throw them. You can even wall jump off the edge of the screen. The first boss, a walking stack of boxes, is also quite unique. I will be playing this some more. Lots of fun.
Yeah, I think fully echoes the sentiment we had. I'd be surprised to find somebody who feels different. That's how good this game is.
Brandon also sent us a message. This game was always a classic, and everyone I know who played it remembered the board game stage. We didn't even talk about that one. Mm. Hooray for a moment of nostalgia all over again. If I may recommend another treasure title, Alien Soldier. It's basically Gunstar Heroes, only it's single player. Hard mode only has 3 continues, and you play as a formerly evil space hawk that shoots fire and lasers. It's a must play.
Interesting. That sounds crazy.
We need to add it to the Retro Master list.
Alien Soldier, and I think that that's also on the same system, on Genesis. And the board game stage that Brandon's mentioning is, I think, to fight the final boss, you have to go, like, you have to roll a dice, and there's Monopoly-style stage that you have to work your way through, and on each place that you land, it's either, like, a mini-boss fight, or you get some power-ups, or you get sent back to the start. It's just, like, this game is funny and self-aware at the same time while you're having a lot of action-related fun.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for your thoughts this week. He did suggest Alien Soldier, which we will add to the Retro Master list, which is an ever-growing list of games that are 15 years old or older that we place into a randomizer at the end of each and every episode, and we randomly find out what our next retro game of the week is going to be, which we will do now. You're going to have an option this week of what system to play on because the name of this game is for 2 video games that were released both in 1995 based on an animated series. One was released for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System and the other was released for the Sega Genesis. They are different game types. I'm going to play Super Nintendo. I'm sure you, Nolan, are going to play Genesis. I think we've probably got to get a taste of both. But the game is, in fact, Scooby-Doo Mystery.
Scooby-Doo Mystery.
I love Scooby-Doo. Probably hit the game. Yeah, it was.
I bet it's going to be good. Have you played it?
Maybe. I'd have to see it. But
the franchise has potential to be like funny and cute and aware. I feel like as long as they didn't try to make it too kiddie, it could be a great game.
They probably didn't. It might be good.
It could go the route of that Doug game, but it could. I feel like it could go the route of the Lion King game. Not be as good, but I think it could go that route.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, we'll see.
Jinkies.
Yeah. Play with us this week. Play Scooby-Doo Mystery. Find it either for the Super Nintendo or the Sega Genesis. Boot it up and send us your thoughts. You could also catch us on the daily in our Discord channel. It's a very lightweight program that you can download in a matter of minutes. And then you can chat with us and other viewers on a regular basis as we talk about the game of the week, or we talk about video game music, or an old game that we've been playing but that's not our retro game of the week. And you can find those links on our social media, which Facebook and Twitter, at NGP Podcast. You can listen to us directly on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Music, or any other podcast provider. Make sure you subscribe so you are the first to get new NGP episodes. And then, as always, patreon.com/NGP podcast is where you and others can get some additional content that we are coming out with on a regular basis. You get a lot of our content in advance. So this week, Kenny, as we mentioned, did a first play of Gunstar Heroes. We put that up a couple days early for our patron supporters, and they were able to see it before we released it to the masses. We've got regular content that's coming up on that channel, so make sure that you go and visit patreon.com/NGP podcast.
One of those rewards later on Patreon is unedited episodes, where you can hear our mistakes, where you can hear our jokes and errors that don't get into the actual episode. And at that level, you are a producer. And while I'm on that topic, Bradley and Zion are our producers of the show, and we want to give them a special shout out. As always, they are the guys that allow us to continue to bring you quality content and hopefully take that to the next level very soon. So thank you guys so much for all that you do, and I hope you enjoy the unedited Kenny breathing and sneezing.
You got to cut that stuff out, you know.
You unmuted your mic just to smile, though, is what you just did. Join us next week as we play Scooby-Doo Mystery. Until then, I'm Dustin.
I'm fully in love with this week's game.
And I'm Nolan.
And this has been another episode of New Game Plus.